Oh, they put the Papa first or the English first.
Good afternoon. I'm going to be giving an interview. I'm Sammy. And then Jocelyn's going to be giving us, she'll be taking the notes for us.
Okay.
Oh, that's your whole family?
Yeah.
So what are you guys' two names?
My name?
Yeah.
Khadija Levy.
Can you spell it?
K-A-D-A-J-A-H.
L-A-I-D-L-E-Y. Lately.
Mm-hmm. And then your name?
Jacqueline. J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. Gale. G-A-Y-L-E. Gale. Jacqueline Gale.
Well, we appreciate that. You don't have to answer these two questions, but what's your date of birth and how old are you guys?
September 26, 2021.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys from? You guys can answer it however you want.
My family is from Jamaica. They were born in Jamaica and I was born here.
Yeah. So would you say you're second generation immigrant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how about here in Connecticut? Where do you guys stay at?
West Hartford.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can you describe in your own words like what this is?
Yeah. So this is basically the translation from our regular English to Patois, which is the language that Jamaicans speak. So it's just broken English.
Broken English, basically. In Jamaica.
It's kind of like a dialect.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So these are a couple of translations.
The official language in Jamaica mm-hmm. is English, but the dialogue behind is Patois.
Yeah, you guys talk with a certain dialect. Mm-hmm. I had a roommate, he was Jamaican, and then when he was on the phone with his mom, or when he get mad, like, you could come out and stuff. Especially when I was mad, because it'd be like the most unexpected moment to come out. What about, who's this in the picture?
This is my grandma. She is basically the whole, like, package family. Like, she has 10 kids.
Wow.
And
13
kids.
I'm number 13. That's my mom.
That's her
my
mom. Daughter. Yeah.
Number 13 child.
Was that picture taken here or was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. West Hartford.
Yeah.
On my Auntie Claudia's house.
All right. That's it. Do you guys still practice Patois at home?
We speak Patois. Yeah. Yeah. Like if we're
she'll talk to me in it.
I'll talk to her in Patois.
That's like me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the phone with my sister, like, mm-hmm. any one of my friends that from Jamaica, we speak Patois.
So do you say like that's a way to keep connected with your culture?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah, and other ways too, but the dialogue is good.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys plan on like sharing this with other family members? Do you guys teach the younger generation Patois?
We don't teach them. Eventually, if
they usually
Jamaican,
just kind of
they,
pick it up.
They grow up and they pick it up, just like Spanish or French or English. If you're in a home with mom and dad speak French, they grew up, you know, connecting, they're gonna speak French too.
Yeah.
You really don't have to sit down and teach them each word, but then
is this something they pick up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys do anything else to like keep in touch with your culture? Do you guys like cook maybe certain food or
cooking? Church.
Going back
dancing.
To Jamaica.
I just came back from Jamaica on Sunday.
So I think that keeps her
I was down there I just came back Sunday. I can show you something really quick.
Do you guys go regularly?
I haven't been.
She haven't been for a while, but yeah. I go regularly. Like, I start going regularly now. After 12 years, I haven't been, but this is time of comfort. The older you get, the more you want to go.
Yeah.
back.
Yeah, that's how my parents are.
The older,
they go every other summer.
The older you get, the more you want to travel back to your home. I feel that with myself and I see with other people. When I was younger, no, because you're busy. But now, I want to go back every year. And as I get older, I want to go like 6 months in Jamaica and 6 months in the United States, because I'm a United States citizen. That's how I'm going to do my retirement. 6 months winter in Jamaica and 6 months summer, I'm here. By the time winter starts, I'm out.
Oh, nice.
That's what my aunt does in Puerto Rico.
That's how they do it. Believe me, when my daughter get around that age group, I may see her start coming more often to visit me in Jamaica. I'm just imagining. You want to see the beach or the waterfall?
I'll take anything. And then how strongly do you feel connected to your Jamaican heritage?
I feel connected. I know a lot about the culture. I know a lot about the food, the language. So I feel connected.
Would you say you feel more strongly connected to your Jamaican or your American culture?
My Jamaican culture.
That's me.
It's so pretty.
Wow.
And for the homes, that's the mangoes. I picked some mangoes from the tree. And for the home, I took some pictures in the garden. It's a different life from here. Those are next door neighbor.
Do you mind telling me the story when you came here?
I came here when I was 16.
Oh, okay. So you came with your parents?
I came with my
parents. You
didn't
tell them the whole story. You went to Canada.
Oh, I when I was 16, I came to Canada, the old family, everybody to Canada. So when I was 23, or before I was 25, I moved down here because my sister was living right there in West Hartford.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, it's 13.
She got married and came before her family.
Yeah, she came up.
So she kind of established the base for you guys?
Remember, it's 13 of us. One sister came to United States, one sister came to Canada. So the sister that came to Canada in the late 60s, she applied for all the family. So we come up, and then the sister that came here, she come here like 70-something in the 70s. Mm-hmm. But then we in Canada. So I used to travel back and forth, taking the bus, come over when school give holiday, and then I came to Canada in 1985, 86, and I said, I'll stay here and go to college.
Eventually everyone came to Connecticut.
Well, Sister June still live back there in Canada. The family get big, so a big family here in West Hartford, a big family in Toronto, and a big family in New York. Family expand, kids get born.
Yeah. Do you guys still keep in touch with all those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That picture was mostly everybody because I was at my grandma's funeral.
Oh, the old family.
So that was most. Now it's expanded even more. You can't. It's Instagram.
Oh, I can't.
No. So now it's more because more people have
kids
and stuff.
Yeah. They had married.
All my nieces, they have kids. All my nephews, they have kids and they're grown. So I have great, great niece and nephew. Wow. I have great, great niece and nephew. Yeah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 generation. Big family. I'm just the youngest of the big family. That's why Kalasia.
The youngest grandchild.
She's the youngest, and I'm the youngest, because I'm the last one. Mm-hmm. I'm number 13. So you want to meet the family. It's big. It's a lot of kids. Now it's a lot of younger kids. Mm-hmm. They all over. Connecticut State, New York State, upstate New York, and Toronto.
Jamaica, too.
And Jamaica.
Oh, wow, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
So I just came back from Jamaica, away from all the family, away from every, just me alone, you see, in my little cottage, the beach, the waterfall.
You bring anything back, like food? Like,
I bring back Red Stripe beer, rum, rum punch, white rum,
mangoes,
fevergrass, lemongrass, like mint. I bring back everything I could. I mean, when you reach an immigration, I tell myself, if they're going to take stuff from me, I chance it. My mangoes, because these mangoes, they're not here in Connecticut. So I bring back, 8-9 mangoes so I could share, give. Oh, wow. So they didn't take them.
That was really nice.
And I walked through with my, jerk seasoning to do my jerk chicken, you know, and my barbecue. I bring back seasoning. And I bring back some nutmeg, the liquid one.
Mm-hmm.
I bring back the peanut grated cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I bring back the
Jamaican beef patty.
The beef patty, Jamaican beef patty. I had
She brought back so much stuff.
I had two suitcases in my travel bag. So one of my suitcase with my clothes and one of my suitcase filled with items, but in between my clothes. They could have taken it, you know, like, you just have a chance. So I spread all my things all over from my traveling to that. But the most important was my mangoes and my, because the rum, they don't take it away.
Mm-hmm.
It was my mango and my mint.
Yeah, because that's fruit. Like, I know customs, they make big things about that stuff.
The, mm-hmm. the mint, because it don't grow here in
United it grows State. Here, it just doesn't taste it,
it's
something.
A different,
yeah.
It's a different scent. I don't know.
It's the environment that's going into it.
It's not. It's a different, so when I tell my sister I have some mint, she say, oh, where's mine? And I have her auntie from Bridgeport, from Waterbury, drove all the way up from Waterbury to get my mint and fever grass. So I give her a little piece. I just cut it and I that for you. And I give her a rum cream. What else I give her? I give her a Red Stripe beer. Red Stripe beer is expensive here in United States. One bottle is $5. They don't sell it at the liquor store.
The Red Stripe?
Not the Red Stripe beer. But you can go like to a black market.
Like a Jamaican store. Or like a Asian market.
They have it under the counter.
Like that.
And you said, you have any Red Stripe beer? And they pull it from under the counter. $5. And you just want, and it's a little bottle like that. But it's the taste. It's the taste. It's sorry, Red Stripe. Oh, I have a picture of it. I was drinking some last night. But then I have to drink. The way I drink it is like I drink a half of it, and I leave the other half in the fridge and taste. I don't want to finish it like in one day because I can't afford to buy a bottle. It's $5. So I drink a little. And sometimes I put it in the freezer till it's done. Right now I have 4 bottles left. So that 4 bottles is going to serve me. Now it's like April, May, June. It's going to, I maybe drink 1 bottle for the month. It's to serve me. I mean, I could spend $30 and get 5 bottles, but I don't want to. It's too expensive. But when I go to Jamaica, I would have like 4, 5, 6 bottles in front of me. And I drink this. Somebody say, why are you drinking? Remember, it's a beer. I didn't care. I drink like 3, 4 bottles one time. But this I do on the beach where I can sit back and relax if I fell asleep. I'm just living down the street. I just ask someone to come and pick me up because I may be drunk. So I could walk it home.
You don't want to be kidnapped.
Huh?
I said you don't want to be kidnapped.
They're not gonna kidnap you, trust me. It's not nobody gonna kidnap you. You're free. But the Red Stripe beer, huh?
So it's not like here.
No. I'm looking for the picture because I know I took a picture album.
Do you when you go to Jamaica, do you take anything like back? Do you take anything from here over there?
That's what for $5 here in America. $5. Some will be greedy and say $6. He's listening to Matt as well.
That's my professor.
Oops. I'm Kadesh's mom. I'm the Cesareal Red Stripe beer. Have you tasted it before? There's something about it. So if I'm in Jamaica, I drink 4, 5, 6 bottles for myself. But when I come here, I just one bottle in two in a month. Like, taste. I stretch it out. Because she saw my bottle in the fridge. She don't touch it because she know I'm drinking. There was one I took on the beach.
Do you take anything from the United States to Jamaica?
Clothes and money.
She'll send barrels too with like food and like stuff before she goes. They're like big like bins and you like pack them up with a bunch of stuff.
Oh, and you send it to like an agency?
You send a barrel.
You send it
before
and then
you go.
They have to clear it. Like they have to pay and like to get the stuff, basically.
Yeah, correct. Because I'm Ecuadorian, so my parents do that. It's like they have to go. They have to weigh it out, and then depending how much it weighs, then they charge you, and then it has to go through customs. Like,
you pack
like
your
process.
Personal items in it. Whatever your personal item from home. Mm-hmm. Things from your kitchen, your bedroom, bathroom, your clothes, your shoes.
Yeah,
whatever
like
you want.
Say they want a microwave, you can put the microwave in there or whatever.
You pack your personal items. And
then if you get
if
like
you
the
give
plastic
them.
Ones, usually people will use them to catch like the rainwater. Yeah. And like use that water for stuff.
So I always send a plastic because when it's finished, it become handy. Catch water in it. So nothing go to waste. So this is, I was on the beach with my mango and my red stripe.
Nice.
See, you did see that, right? Professor. I was on the beach with my mango and my red stripe here.
I'm going to have to taste those mangoes because, you know,
it's mangoes.
The Mexican mangoes, in my opinion, are the most delicious.
No, these are more. These are more. You will taste it, trust me.
Go to Puerto Rico, too.
Yeah.
They have a people over there.
Is that some of the Latin American and Caribbean Center?
I think I have enough. I went up to 17 minutes.